Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chicago baseball fans, the MLB trade deadline is coming up on Friday. The Cubs could start moving core players anytime now. What will the Sox do? Will they stick with the guys they have? When trade deadline news breaks, we're the place to be. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We are WSER and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. And Odyssey Station. The
Score! Bears.
I still don't know anything.
No, we still don't know where Eddie Goldman is. A texter refers to him as Schrodinger's Goldman. He's either there or he's not, and we have to open Hallis Hall to find out if he is or not. Thank you to Craig Calcaterra, Maggie Hendricks, and Paul Charchian, who all joined us today. There was a lot of news going on. Thanks to Jay Zawoski for helping out as we follow the Marc-Andre Fleury stuff, so we had to be flexible with things today, which means we sort of built up all our midway stuff for tomorrow.
Who do we find out about first? Marc-Andre Fleury, Eddie Goldman. Both are important.
Seems like a pretty...
I'm freaking out right now.
Pretty simple question. Is he here?
Right. Is he here? And are you at 85% vaccination? They couldn't answer either one of them. You hear Lawrence Holmes because it's time for Transition, brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto. We also thank Brian Gerchen, Connor O'Donnell, Jay Zawoski, and Jordan Malley. So they're still talking. You're going to be able to bring all this stuff back. Maybe by the time they get done, we will actually have answers to some of this.
I doubt that.
here's one of the quotes that I just saw. Coach Nagy, what I'm doing personally and what our message is this year for our team is about being in the moment right now.
Like I said, there's a lot of wint. Like I was listening to the press conference while you guys were playing it. There's a lot of wint going on, and he said that he was going to post all the things that Giannis said about living in the moment in his son's rooms. Like he says, going in all my son's rooms, where you can't worry about the future and you can't worry about the past. And then immediately started talking about what they did with Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. And I'm like, coaches sometimes just say stuff, because clearly you are someone that is thinking about the future every single day, because you're putting together, I don't know, game plans to prep for the next opponent. And sometimes when you end up in these press conferences, you just kind of say stuff. I did enjoy them giving explanations on why Justin Fields is a number two instead of a number three, and the importance of him getting the reps, and kind of spelling out what they want to see from him going forward. Not going into great detail, but enough detail where you're like, all right, yeah, I get that's why you're doing that.
And they said the preseason is real. Yeah. That's important in this. Because I don't want to hear all about this casual attitude later, like, oh, hey, it's just the preseason. That didn't mean anything. Nope.
Yeah, I think
you said it. I'm going to go with it, coach. You gave me instructions to acknowledge the preseason being real. I'm going to run my plays that I've been given.
Created a monster now. Now she's going to hold you to that.
Yes, that is what I do. It is receipts. What day is this? Tuesday. And that's what I'm bringing on Receipts Tuesday.
Why not? Because we have been going back and forth on whether or not it's important. I think with a young quarterback, it is important for them to get the live reps in games. But you also have to straddle the line of you don't want to send him out there necessarily with a second and third team offensive line. And they haven't made a lot of decisions on their first team offensive line yet, which is another part of the press conference. So it's an issue to look at, but I want to see Justin Fields play and try to hit some of the benchmarks that they keep talking about with, is he getting the play verbiage out quickly? Does he understand where guys are supposed to be? All of that stuff goes into it being live versus Memorex.
So, oh, and supposedly the expectation is for Montgomery to get 20 carries a game.
Okay.
My ass.
Yeah, no, we're holding them to everything.
He's, okay. Come on.
All right.
I'm just repeating what
it's
I'm reading.
Season. When they said that.
I'm 105 pounds. I'm 5'7" and blonde.
20 carries a game.
Yeah. Matt Nagy says, Matt Nagy on getting David Montgomery 20 carries a game, quote, I think is very doable. No, I'm sorry. That's not enough.
In a game went of the 17, sure. In a game, but not averaging. No. Jay, why are you sauntering?
I'm sauntering. I'm going to get my headphones.
Oh.
Charge used your headphones.
I would have handed you your headphones.
I would have brought them out when I came out.
The role of Marc-Andre Fleury is now being played by Jay Zawoski. Entering stage left.
And he too will retire before becoming a Blackhawk.
At least he didn't find out on Twitter. He found out on our show.
So with what the show you had planned as opposed to the show that you're going to do.
No, everything is everything now because the next guest that I'm going to have is Michael Felder. And Michael Felder, we Herbie and I are actually decent at our jobs. So we knew that there was going to be a Bears press conference and a lot of it would be on Justin Fields. Michael Felder, who does college football analysis for Stadium, is going to give us a film breakdown of Justin Fields. We're going to do that at 12:20. Then it's going to be Yaha time at 1 o'clock today because me and Cole Wright are going to go through our top five moments from the television show Martin. So we're going to do that today.
Have you heard Dan Bernstein's analysis of pictures of Justin Fields?
Okay, you have an analysis that he looks like an athlete or something?
It's still photos of him.
Oh, Lord.
Look kinetic. Just because of how he's photographed, it's like the photographs in Harry Potter, where you look at a photo of Andy Dalton, and it's like, here's Andy Dalton. A photo of Justin Fields looks like it's moving.
And I don't feel that way about Andy Dalton, by the way.
Yeah, like that seems unfair to Andy Dalton.
I like the hair. He's got a little smirk to him. There's a swag there.
The best photo was the camp arrival photo of Tevin Jenkins. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
All these guys, just kind of rolling into camp. And he talking about like large adult son. He was absolutely large adult son vibes.
Yeah, he's like got he should a baby be a, face.
Like a Brewers first baseman kind of thing.
Didn't he like make a big stink about retaking his headshot and it was the exact same headshot?
No,
did I see that? Or was it a bit online? And either way, I think that's hysterical. Wonderful.
That's hysterical if it's true.
I'm here for that level of sense of humor on a team.
Yeah, the photo of Tevin Jenkins, he looks like an overgrown kid in Bourbonnais. But he happens to be the Bears' starting left tackle, I think.
He leans into the bit because we just lost Andrew Chafin appropriately because of his facial hair to the A's.
Yeah, so that's on the docket for me to talk about today, too. And now there are rumors out there that Tampa Bay would be interested in both Chris Bryant and Max Scherzer.
Then why did they trade Blake Snell? Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to have a real-time reaction there.
I mean, Herbie and I were talking about this last week. And people are like, I can't wait till Nelson Cruz gets out of this division. And I'm like, unless, of course, he gets traded to a team that the White Sox might play in the playoffs.
Thank you. I randomly said that the other day. I was like, I'm pretty sure the Rays are trying to build a team that win the White Sox.
Yeah.
And, by the way, Tampa, Max Scherzer ain't going to be cool with being taken out of the World Series after a few pitches. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I think that Max Scherzer's third time through the order is probably a little bit more established than Blake Snell's, who at the time wasn't even really given the chance.
That was your chance. That was your shot.
So Mark Grody just followed up with a Goldman question.
Yeah.
And Pace said, I'm not sure.
Great.
What the hell is this?
Guys are still arriving to camp. I'm not sure who's here.
What?
Aren't you the general manager?
This is your job.
Well, today's reporting day. I mean, I would hope that someone would text him if Eddie Goldman walks in the building.
My panic level on this is high. High. I am at like an 8.
It's so silly. I mean, I understand they're reporting, but you also can be in communication with others in the building. Someone say, hey, Eddie's here. or Eddie's not here yet.
Yeah, and you could say, you could easily just say Eddie's not here yet. Like you could say we expect him to be here. He's not here yet. He's not on campus yet. We'll have an update for you as soon as he gets in the building.
Instead Dave's of, not here, man.
Instead of shrug emoji.
We're going through that right now. What? What are you going through?
You're not at the altar. Like, we're not waiting to get married here. What is the problem?
Went.
I shouldn't be this worried about it. I shouldn't have these abandonment feelings. Yes, you should. But I am very concerned about this defense.
This is a great text. Does he not know who Goldman is? They'll have to check. They'll see and... they'll talk with everyone over there.
We're going through that right now.
Talk with Joey Lane about it.
Shout out to Chris Emma, the Bulldog, for asking some tough questions in Tony La Russa pressers and now at the Bears.
Yes, he and Groats are asking some tough questions, which is great. So thanks, y'all. I appreciate you because I see Dan just now wants to play with his phone. So no,
I'm a different person, you know, and I know. I'm standing right here. We're going through this right now.
I know you're 5'7 and you're blonde.
And I'm 105 pounds. And I'm 30 years old.
The 217.
It's amazing.
Dave's not here, man.
Thank you.
This is Dave. Dave? Yeah, it's Dave. Dave's not here. Where's Eddie? I don't know.
I just what is this?
We're gonna check.
This is the charter here. Franchise, the third largest city in the country. I want to know where he is.
It's like the Johnny Carson show, and he didn't know if Doc Severinsen was there. And Tommy Newsom
is Ed here? Is Doc here? Doc's here. Where's Ed? Is Ed here? Is Eddie here?
Also, if you trade for one of the most prolific goalies in the NHL, you should know where he is.
Marc-Andre,
what
here?
Is happening
you should,
here?
You should also know if he would like to play for your hockey team.
We've just traded for you. Would you like to play for our hockey club?
Probably
can
not.
I don't think so.
Can I just dial up people now in the NFL and be like, hey, you're going to come to Chicago, maybe. Maybe not. We don't know where you are, but we're going through it right now. Do you think that would work?
It might.
Because that's where we are in this here sports day. Why am I so angry right about now. This?
What? No, you're
going through.
You're at a press conference right now, ostensibly answering questions.
708. Maybe Eddie Goldman is antiquing and we'll be there soon.
It's possible. Maybe he's in Berrien County, Michigan, and he's just kind of making his way to Hallis Hall, spending some time there in Harbor Country, enjoying himself, being on the water, watching the sun set on
going
Lake
to
Michigan.
Redimax for a cheeseburger.
Yeah, get himself a cheeseburger over there.
Lots of Smooth Criminal references, but you know that's Annie.
Eddie, are you
but
okay?
But I'm okay with it being Eddie.
All right. That
as long as it's
the
alien ant farm.
I didn't even do it. No, I'm just reading other people's texts.
You did it. You did it.
Fine.
Get out of here, you two. Bernstein and Rahimi, they are on 9 a.m. until noon. And once they get the full transcript of the press conference, I'm sure tomorrow's show is going to be hella interesting for you to listen to. So make sure that you're here for that. They're not here. We know that. This hour is being brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. Herbie!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.